fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. The one thing I would like to explain to you today, okay, is this is a takeoff of last week of what Kimo was trying to say. Now, folks, I don't appreciate people calling with no real proof. I don't like wasting the airtime on just false information. I would not give you any false information because then I'd be liable for lawsuit. Okay? Everything I give you is the facts. Low octane of gasoline and ethanol, but mostly ethanol. Think, if ethanol was so bad, folks, how come Brazil has been on it since 1955? 1955. Okay? It brought Brazil out of third world. They're now much wealthier than the USA. So, what's with that? If everything was really bad about ethanol, don't you think that country would be worse than third world today? And if ethanol was so bad, why is all the rest of the countries, including Philippines, trying to do ethanol? It's a no-brainer. Henry Ford, when he first made the first car, he made that statement that ethanol is the best fuel for the future. But did anybody listen? No, because you got too many people like Kimo that don't have the facts. Now, I have that bottle, the plastic bottle with ethanol in it. It was to prove to the people that ethanol does not damage anything they say it damages. Now, yes, they did add ethanol to the gasoline, but the big but is, what else did they put in? How do we know? The only way to find out is to get a chemist to break that gas apart and find out what else beside ethanol they put into the gasoline. Now, since we're on the subject of gasoline, go talk to any qualified engine builder. Okay? A qualified engine builder will tell you, you cannot run fuel like they have today at the pump. Think back, go check back with the people in the old days, in the 50s and the 60s. Could anyone run on regular? No. Regular octane back then was 98. And with 98 octane, the engines would ping and knock. So how are they doing it with less than 92 today? That is the question, okay? If you remove all the computers from the cars, there's no way it can run on the gas we have today at the pump. All I can do is try to educate the people. If the people don't want to be educated, then it's their loss. And that's what's causing all the damages to transmissions and engines. It's the fuel. It's like eating bad food. Okay? If Genki Sushi was the one that caused virus, why don't you just eat it and don't close him down? Don't believe in it. It's so, I don't know. It's so frustrating. What am I wasting my time here on the radio for? Trying to help you, the people of Hawaii and the world, to wake up. Get on a computer and go check. America has the lowest octane in the world. Germany, regular is 100. Regular. What's up with that? All I can do is tell you, okay? The lower the octane, the less the gas mileage. What else can I say? It's all about the money. You think the oil companies want you to get fabulous gas mileage? No. You think the mechanics want your engines not to break? No. They all want the money. Well, anyway, you go figure it out. All I can do is tell you. Okay? Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Now, I watched the university football game today. You know, folks, it's really sad. It's really, really sad. Let me tell you. I know that coach from St. Louis, Cal Lee. I know him personally. He's a very, very intelligent coach and the best that I have ever seen. How do you think St. Louis became state champions all those years? By accident? No. By a fabulous coach and his team. Common sense. Why didn't the people at the UH just hire his crew to the UH? Think about it, folks. Think about it. Okay? If you were the people at the University of Hawaii, wouldn't you do the same? Wouldn't you get the best coach you can find? Who the heck want to come to the University of Hawaii with the losingest team in the nation? Huh? 3-63? Oh, my goodness. That's embarrassing. Embarrassing. In a drag race, you're just getting off the starting line and the guy's going through the finish line. You lose. That is embarrassing. Now, I just found out. And you tell me, okay? You tell me, and this upset me. The mayor of Honolulu works for Territorial Savings and Loan. How do you do that? If you hired him to run your business and you found out that he's not at the business and he's off someplace working at another company, what would you do? That's not right, folks. If you ran for the office of mayor of Honolulu, you should put in 100% into that office of mayor of Honolulu. It's okay if everything's running smooth, but it's not. They're starting to clean the drains, for one, and the rivers, canals, everything, because there's a hurricane coming. But if there's not no hurricane coming, they don't do it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know. It's so frustrating. Really frustrating. I'm climbing the coconut trees. It's really sad. Really sad. And you, the people of Hawaii, allow it. As long as you allow it, it'll continue. So you want this all to keep going, vote for him. Anyway, getting back to automotive. I recommend using the K&N air filters in your car. And if you can, if they have a kit, it's called a cold air kit. That's good. The K&N air filter and the cold air kit does increase gas mileage.
What does that cold air kit do?
Oh, that's a good question. Cold air kit brings the air in directly right into the engine instead of going through all this other hoopla that cuts your gas mileage. It brings it right into the engine. Okay, think. Look at the race cars. You see the scoop on the hood? That's to ram the air in. It's not to make it go through the back door, come back in the front, and go into the engine. Direct flow. K&N makes what is called cold air kits. It's fabulous. Unbelievable gas mileage. But most of all, those air cleaners, for both of them, the cold air kit and the regular replacement for your car, is guaranteed not to be replaced for 1 million miles. It gets dirty, take it out, clean it, re-oil it, put it back. That's it. It's a big money savings. Big money savings. Not only in the not having to buy air filters anymore, but most of all the gas mileage. Fantastic gas mileage. Okay? Anyway.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks, and they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Find my
phone. Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
It's Rolling Bob. You know, last week we were talking about people, how they drive and what they think about and how they don't care.
Right.
Well, I'm just going to take a moment to read excerpts from this story. I had to read it 4 times. And the title is Driver Charged in Hit and Run That Hurt Pedestrian Was Concerned with Damage to Her Car. Basically, Miss Kiss, who's 19 years old, driving down the street in Anchorage with 2 people in the car, 50 miles an hour, sees a pedestrian step in the street. She honks the horn and runs him over and keeps driving.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
I'm reading the story right here. So the people there wrote down her license plate number. And the police went to her house because she went home. And they found her and her 2 friends are standing outside looking at the car. So this is, I'll just read this. When officers arrived at the address where they arrested Kish, they found her and her 2 passengers outside the toilet. They saw a dent on the right side of the car's hood, shattering on the windshield passenger side, and the passenger side mirror had been broken off. Okay, so they asked her, well, why did you drive off? She said, my car is messed up and he's not going to pay for it. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I've tried to read this, but every time I read it, I go, wait a minute. He made up. This has got to be a joke, but it's not. I checked the resources. Anyway, so she goes on to say that she slowed down and he didn't get out the way and it was all his fault for being in the road. And then at the end of the article, it says, court records show she had 4 tickets since 2014. Now, she's 19 years old. 4 tickets for not having a valid driver's license and 1 for running a red light. Now, imagine 19. How long has she been driving? And this is what I was telling you about. There are people out there don't have a clue. They got their license, like we said. They passed the test, and they throw everything out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where she got the idea, and maybe somebody can call and correct me, but when is a pedestrian responsible for damage to your car when you hit them? I mean, remember, George, you always said about you could be dead right.
Mm-hmm.
But again, okay, so, but she hit the guy. She doesn't stop. She gets arrested. I'm going, but there's 2 people in the car with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just there. It's, like I said, the whole thing just amazes me, but it doesn't surprise me. Because that's just the way the world's going. Everybody's self-absorbed now. It's me, and what's going to happen to me, and it's inconvenient for me, and, well, I don't want to stop. Who's going to fix my car? And then the police come, she just, which I would say you're supposed to tell the police the truth, but really, I was worried about my car, so I drove off and after I ran them over. Oh, my goodness. But anyway, on that note, I'll let everybody ponder that, draw your own conclusion. So as always, take care of your car, it'll take care of you, and pedestrians, like George said, don't walk off and be dead right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the right of way, because people will run you over.
Yep.
We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Yep. Too many people want to be dead right. Okay, who's next?
We have Todd from the Volkswagen Club.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, George. How's it going?
Not bad. It's raining.
It's raining right now. Hopefully it's not raining tomorrow for our show at the Alamana Beach Park Magic Island.
Oh, you guys have a show?
Yeah, we have, it's Shaka Weekend 2016, our 16th annual Volkswagen Food Bank Drive at the Ala Moana Beach Park Magic Island parking lot.
Mm-hmm. What time?
We're going to have all the hottest VWs on the island there, over at least 200 cars.
What time?
It's going to start at 10 and finish at 4.
Okay.
So we have hot VW magazines coming down to take photos of all the whole event. We have Bruce Myers, the Dune Buggy founder,
mm-hmm.
Which is on the island. He's here on the island now. He's going to be at the show. You can meet with him. He's the one that created the Dumboyi.
Hmm. Okay. Wow, that's fantastic. And it's free.
And it's free.
Wow.
Yes, it's free. Well, we're doing it for the Hawaii Food Bank, so if you bring a canned good, it would be nice. You know, it's a food bank drive.
Mm-hmm.
We usually hold it in a keyhole, but for that count. So the Magic Island parking lot.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
What fuel do you use?
We use Supreme.
What brand?
Shell.
Okay. The Shell Premium.
Yes.
Last tested yesterday is 86.
Ah.
Okay. And if you can talk to people from the old days, nothing can run below 98. Nothing.
Ah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So how in the world are you running those Volkswagens with that type of gas?
Well, if it's a high compression motor, then we'll add 104 octane boost in there.
Okay, that 104 octane booster is highly poisonous, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I would recommend 2 gallons to 5 gallons of Shell 92. The ethanol is an excellent anti-knock. Ethanol is an excellent octane booster, and it is not poisonous, and it doesn't damage anything. All the damaging effects that you hear all over the place is all false. I've been running all my cars on 100% ethanol for over 10 years, no problem.
I will try that.
You just give me a call, and I can sell it to you guys. I bring in 100% pure ethanol from Brazil.
Uh-huh.
Yep, the Brazil sugarcane ethanol is better than the corn from the U.S., but if we could make it in Hawaii from Hawaiian sugarcane, it's better than Brazil. Way more horsepower and way better gas mileage.
Okay.
If you ever try it, only thing I can warn you is you're going to be hooked because it's really good. Fantastically good. You're not going to believe how smooth the engine runs.
Oh. Okay, I'll try it and we'll see what happens. I'll come to our show tomorrow, and then you can
I'll be there.
Inform everybody about that at the same time.
Yep, I'll be there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for the announcement of that Volkswagen show.
Oh, yeah. 16 years we've been doing it.
Fantastic.
Yep. Thank you.
Aloha.
Have a nice day.
Okay, we have Bruce from Honolulu.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Charles. How you doing?
Okay.
I just want to say real quick on that last caller. Everybody that has high performance engine and regular street stock, automobiles should be using ethanol. It's been proven that it's the best fuel, better than gasoline. It's non-toxic, makes more power, you save, get better gas mileage, save money, and it's better for your engine because it doesn't damage. And it's proven in the racing world where all the racing organizations that don't use gasoline or nitrobenzene, they use methanol, but now they're switching to ethanol because they found it makes more power. So a lot of organizations switching to ethanol from methanol, because methanol is poison, ethanol is clean. And yeah, the sugarcane is a whole lot better, and like you said, Hawaiian sugarcane is better yet. So we need to start something with trying to grow sugarcane for ethanol.
Not in Hawaii, Bruce.
Well, I don't know. You got to keep trying.
Sad. Sad.
But either that or just keep selling ethanol, either way. But people got to understand that that ethanol is far superior in every category, but people believe the lies of big corporation, oil company.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is money and payoff. The state is like that. Everything is money and payoff, all corruption. It's like Caldwell getting paid off by First Hawaiian Bank. What bank was it?
He worked for Territorial Savings and Loan. He works there part-time.
Yeah, he's not supposed to be doing that. And what is he getting paid off for? Over $100,000. Everything is, the whole system is all rigged.
Yep, it's sad.
Pay off for favors. I give you money, you do something for me that most people cannot make happen. And that's the whole trip.
But they don't believe in karma.
Moving real fast, I want to talk quickly because I don't want to take up too much time. You're going to go to break. Yeah, I'm not a comedian like you and Rolling Bob, but Rolling Bob is absolutely correct. I don't know what's happening. But people don't know how to drive anymore. It's like, how many times I almost get run over crossing the street? They're supposed to stop.
Bruce, we got
to
go to break, Bruce. We got to go break.
In front of me, sometimes missing me only by a couple of feet. I don't know. People don't know how to drive. I don't know.
Okay, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy has no idea why he was flying high. Because he chose to drink and drive, now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life? And the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold them on as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita, I want you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And here's another small tip for you ladies. That's always in danger. Carry a can of CRC. The letter C, letter R is in Roger, and the letter C. Can of brake clean. It's fantastic self-defense. Spray them into your attacker's face, and he's done. Okay? And you don't get charged for any kind of weapon because it's legal. Okay, so anyway, the brake fluid you use, highly recommended to use DOT-4 brake fluid. They all put down use DOT-3. DOT-3 has a lower boiling point. The DOT-4 is a higher boiling point and way, way, way more heavy duty than the DOT-3. Just talk to DOT-3 Dean.
And we have DOT-3 Dean on the line.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, George.
You know how you got your name, huh?
Yeah. You know, years ago, I used to wonder when you used to see EPA ratings, like, you know, like they would say 35 mpg, 25 mpg, you know, the on the just to try to get you to buy the car. I used to wonder, hey, you know, they're lying to us why we cannot get that kind of MPG.
No, they're not.
The thing is, it's just a sale. But what I have learned from your show is no wonder you don't get those ratings. There's not enough octane in the gas.
That's right.
Meaning that, really, if the pump readings were correct, 87, 89, 92, you would get that, like they
said, you would get that mileage.
Highway 25... in the city.
You would get it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why you cannot sue the manufacturer for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you cannot sue the car manufacturer for false advertising because it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I've done 3 lawsuits for customers where they were suing the auto manufacturer. And we did the tests. We put in 92 octane, and the car gave way better gas mileage than what was posted.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no case.
Right, there was no case.
They didn't say what you would get with lower octane.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, it's all about the people.
That's correct.
They got to make noise. So you got to make noise, Dean.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay?
That's right. I mean, mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. Aloha.
Okay. So, when you go downhill, do not ride the brakes. Riding the brakes, you see that all the time. Come down Pali Highway, Liki Liki Highway, you see the taillights on all the way. When you do that, you're not only abusing the brakes, but you're also heating up the brake rotor and warping it.
But isn't that cheaper than, if you downshift, isn't it like putting wear and tear on your transmission?
No.
No.
No. There is no wear and tear on the car at all by downshifting. But holding the brake, you're abusing the brake because it was not meant for that and it's getting super hot and there's a good chance the DOT-3 brake fluid that you have in your car will boil. And when it boils in the caliper is the brake part that squeezes the rotor to stop the vehicle. When it boils in there, it creates bubbles. Okay? When you boil water, it's got bubbles, right? It's the same thing. When you create bubbles in the caliper, your brake pedal will go to the floor. You will have no brakes. Okay? And when it cools down and there's no air bubbles, the police going to step on your brake pedal and say, hey, there's brakes. So who's going to be at fault? You, the driver.
Why, you can't tell them, like, oh, I was just using my brakes. They heated up, so I didn't have brakes at that time.
No, because everything comes down. In court, you have to prove it. Okay? I have gone and done several cases in court where people have died because of that. The brake fluid boiled. And they had no brakes coming down Mauna Kea. Yeah, husband and wife passed away because there was no brakes. So, and naturally, the mechanics all tested it and they had brakes. But you have to know how to test.
When you downshift, it sounds like you really wearing out the transmission.
No. The way transmission wear out is low-octane gasoline, where the computer itself slips the transmission. If the transmission is slipped, yes, it will wear it out. How can it wear it out if it's locked up? It won't wear out. There's nothing to wear out. Like, give you an example. On a manual shift, stick shift transmission. If you push the clutch in halfway in and rev the motor, you're riding the clutch. The clutch cannot apply the pressure and it will slip. By doing that, you do wear out the clutch. Excuse me. On an automatic, it's the same way. Okay? The once the pressure is on, it locks the clutch up. There's no way of slipping it. But if you cut back on the pressure, and the only way to cut back is the computer has to sense low octane gas and slip it. Okay? Now, when it slips it, yes, it will wear out the transmission. So those of you that use the low octane gas and all that, you think you're saving money, but you're actually creating more expense for you down the road. And that is a fact. Transmission shops don't want me to tell you this because they love the business. Anyway, that's the way it is. Okay?
Hey, getting back to riding the clutch. So, say if you have to, I guess, because I don't really know how to drive a manual shift car, but I hear people saying, like, oh, they're riding the clutch. So, what is riding the clutch?
Pushing the clutch in halfway.
So, if you push it in all the way and shift, then it's okay. That's not riding the clutch.
Yeah, you got to shift. You got to press it all the way down, then shift. You cannot push it halfway and shift. It'll grind. But a lot of people, and Celine Steve is like that. He pushes in halfway so the car doesn't jerk, so it's smoother because it's slipping the clutch. And talking about him, you know, it's raining, right? And last night I told him, hey, you got to buy new wiper blades. It's not working. It's smearing the water all over the windshield. He said, oh, yeah, I got. It's at home. What is the new wiper blade doing at home and not on the windshield?
He's too busy to change it.
No, it's called something else. He's trying to save money.
Well, he has the wiper blades.
I know, that don't make sense. It's like this other guy who bought good motor oil and he didn't change the motor oil in his car. I don't understand. You bought the oil, change it. I don't know. Maybe that's why we have what we have. Anyway, I don't understand that.
Well, I think if he asked, what did he say when he told you that he has it at home?
He's saving it. I don't know what for, because the one on the car doesn't wipe the water. I don't know. Go ask him. Go ask Celine Steve. How come you don't change your wiper blade? Anyway, so much for that, yeah? Give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. If you have a question, announcement, or whatever. And don't forget, now there's a Volkswagen show tomorrow at the Magic Island. It's free. Oh, I shouldn't say that, because when you say it's free, people don't go. But when you say it's $5 a head, people all line up and go. Why is that? I don't understand. But anyway, talking about free, there's also a free seminar coming up next week, Thursday. It's coming Thursday. It's an EES seminar. It's very good, and I recommend it highly, at the Kukui Plaza Wellness Center. Give them a call and tell them that you want to attend. Their number is 808-628-8784. 628-8784. It's a wellness center. It's a free seminar, and it's very good. Very, very good. I recommend it. Okay? So, anyway, give us a call, you know, if you have a question or whatever. Okay? The other thing is, when you get an estimate for your vehicle, to repair your vehicle, compare it with the value of the car. If the car is not a collectible, and it's a 90-something or 2000-something car, go check the value, folks. Because in Hawaii, the insurance companies is obligated only to pay you the book value of your car. So if you put in $2,000 into repairing that vehicle, and you get somebody that damages your fender, and the estimate comes out over $2,000, they're only going to give you the $2,000. Okay? There was a guy that spent $10,000 on a new engine for his car. His car was only valued at $1,500. Somebody rear-ended him, and they paid him $1,500 and took his car. He lost money. Don't lose money, folks. The car runs, let it run. It doesn't run smooth, let it run. Save money. Okay?
Okay, we got Steve on the line.
Who?
Steve, in defense of himself.
In my own defense. Yes, I bought it. I bought it at the same time I bought the ones for the Cadillac at the same time. But I had been too busy to put it in. But in retrospect, you're right. I should have put it inside.
Why buy it if you're not going to put it on?
I've
been too busy to put it on that car.
But if you bought a strawberry shortcake,
so tomorrow,
you would eat it.
Go to the Volkswagen show at Alam Magic Island. I will change the wiper blades this afternoon. Okay?
Okay.
So you won't bust me on that one.
I don't understand.
It's called procrastination. That's what it's called.
I don't know. Not when it comes to food.
He's a busy man.
Not when it comes to food, because that's perishable, so you got to eat it fast.
Oh, yeah, right.
Good answer.
Food. Salim, Steve, and my dog, Kolohe. When it comes to food, everything is put aside, and food is number one.
That's right. That's how it is.
Yes, anyway, I understand.
I'll take care of it later on this afternoon, so you don't have to worry when you ride with me.
All right.
Okay, talk to you later.
Right.
Bye.
Is it break time?
Yes, it is. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. We'll be right back.
She's real fine, my boy.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there's a faster, cheaper and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. And they set it all up. Talk to VJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
If you qualify for Medicare, this message is for you. Now's the time to enroll in a Medicare plan for 2016. United Healthcare has Medicare Advantage plans that offer more benefits and services than original Medicare without costing more. Plans may include prescription drug coverage, all in one simple plan. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Meet one-to-one with a licensed and certified sales representative today. Call Kimberly Cooper at 808-485-7319 to make an appointment. That's 808-485-7319.
Okay, we're back rolling again. So give us a call. 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? And getting back to Dean, Dottrie Dean. Let me explain his story. He listens to the radio show. I recommend Dot 4. He goes out, buys Dot 3, and brings it to me and says, can you flush my brake fluid? And I look at his brake fluid, and I said, oh, I didn't recommend Dot 3. And he says, no, no, you said to flush the brake fluid. I said, yes, with Dot 4. Oh, so that means I got to go back and go buy Dot 4? I said, yes. So that's where he got his name, Dot 3 Dean. Okay? Anyway, Bob did something similar to that too, but... Anyway, we recommended this oil way, way back. Motor oil that came in a black bottle, and it was from Napa. And Bob went to a store that looked like Napa. Well, it was in Napa. He went into the store. He saw the black bottle oil, motor oil, and bought it. He brought it to us, and we looked at it, and we told him, Bob, this is not the right oil, but it's in a black bottle. So he had to go back to Napa and get the right oil. So anyway, Abunai, good thing they weren't doctors. They look at the medicine and say, this is the right bottle.
I'll give it to him. Anyway, I had a feeling Steve was going to listen, you know. to tell you about why his name is Salim, is because he drives a Salim. And my younger son, way back, loves Salims. And he ran over to look inside Steve's car because he loves the car. And he saw automatic. He walks back and says, nah, automatic. That busted his bubble about Salim. Automatic. So funny.
Why, Salim's only come automatic?
No, they all come stick, but I don't know how he got his as an automatic, but that's the only reason he bought it, because it was an automatic.
Oh.
He doesn't know.
So his car might be valuable. Yeah, automatic.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Automatic. I don't think so. Because Brad looked into it and he said, nah, automatic. Not a good car. Anyway. So much for Salim Steve. Okay? So, highly recommend it to use the products we recommend because it will help you. Not in only in saving gas, but saving money. Okay? And yes, using the cheaper gas does not save money. No. Shell Premium, you will save money in gas. Is at 86 today, and that's your high. All the rest, sad. So sad. Okay.
Somebody just called in. I guess their dad used to be a car dealer or something, and he said that, you know how you tease Celine Steve, you call him that, but the actual person that it's named after, his name is Steve.
I know.
I didn't know that.
I know him personally. I met Salim Steve, the real guy.
So it's Steve Salim.
In California, way back. I met him through Damien Farias. We were up there at his factory, talking story, looking at his creations and all of that. Yes. Way back, he was working with Mazda. MPV. Not MPV. Excuse me. RX-7. The rotary. He was modifying rotary engines. Way back. Way, way back. And boy, was that rotary fast. Super fast. We did all kinds of mileage tests for Mazda way back in 1972. And I ended up getting stuck on the Big Island because we were doing mileage tests from Kona to Hilo. And I thought, yeah, Mazda, they get good mileage. So everybody went up ahead of me, and I'm in the back coming with the Mazda RX-7. It runs out of gas in Honoka'a. There was no cell phones back then. So, as late at night, I'm stuck. And a Big Island, show me where you find a payphone. There was no payphone. My crew all got back to Hilo and wondered, what happened? So they had to come back and find me on the side of the road with no gas.
Great.
I know. Boy, did I wish we had cell phones back then.
Because over there is like miles and miles and miles of nothing.
That's right.
Except trees.
Yep, and no cars passing. I mean, yep. That was an experience, so we put it down as bad gas mileage. Yes, it eats gas. Okay, so anyway, Good experience. Very good experience. We ran it at the drag strip, and it ran faster than a big block 69 Chevelle.
How did you run out of gas? You didn't check the gas gauge?
Well, my fault. I didn't. Well, what am I going to do? It's reading empty.
I know, but you should have checked the gas gauge. It was reading empty. Fill it up.
Where? There was no gas station there. I mean, you know, it's in the boonies.
Aloha.
Okay, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. And people, take care of each other, and please don't drink and drive. Until next week, aloha.